News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, Friday afternoon, 3:35 p.m. Oh my goodness, it's getting down to it. Week is coming to a close, Copper. We're gonna have a go-home time here pretty soon. And by the way, what's the forecast? I mean, I know you do the weather check and all that. I know it's cold, but is there snow in the forecast for this weekend? Do you know?
I don't think so. Right now it's 30, partially sunny, but I don't think we are expecting any more snow.
Still, 30 at 3 in the afternoon or 3:30 in the afternoon.
It's a little rough.
Gets down in your bones. All right. Hey, listen, switching gears here. Before I do that, though, let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, y'all, if you're looking for a job right now or you need to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, then ZLA Solutions is there. I'm just telling you, they are good at getting people back to work. It's what they do. I was talking to one of the principal owners of ZLA just this morning, as a matter of fact, and they are on fire right now. If you need a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. Check it out. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Great pay, benefits, a lot of them. So there's that. But then what if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce? Well, that's their bread and butter, man. And they do it well. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, and they will get you a workforce. I mean, they told me that yesterday they picked up another major client. I can't say who, but another major client right here in this listening area, a big one. And folks, this is their deal. ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. So if you're looking for a job or looking for more employees, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, switching gears now. We spent the first part of the show before we had Mike Durant on talking about Alabama tax cuts. Are we going to get any? Right now, it's slim. Rick from Huntsville, I think he's from Huntsville, was not off the mark. It'd be nice to see something done that changes the way we do income tax. Not every state even does an income tax. Maybe move to a fair tax. But in the meantime, are they going to do anything? Multiple states are cutting taxes because they have surpluses, like Alabama has a major surplus right now. Are they going to cut taxes? I don't know. But I'm moving on to the triple dipper now. Number two, COVID confusion. Oh, yeah, COVID confusion. We got stuff that relates to Alabama and relates to breaking news. Here's, for the way, if I didn't say it clearly enough a while ago, let me just tell you that literally in the last hour, breaking news. If you're a federal employee, if you are a GSA employee right now working out there at the Arsenal or in any other facility, maybe you're, you know, one of the civilian sector folks that works at the FBI installation, or you're, you know, doing something else. And it doesn't matter what you do. If you're a government service employee at any level, you know, from the entry level positions all the way up to the GS-99s that have the secret handshakes, I'm just telling you, you're just got a gift today. Today, January 21st, 2022, Judge Jeffrey Brown from the Southern District of Texas granted a separate nationwide injunction of the federal employee vaccine mandate. In other words, the government right now is enjoined from implementing or enforcing the executive order that mandated vaccines for federal employees. The federal contractor mandate that also affects a bunch of folks in this listening area, it went into effect just in the last 30 days. And then on top of that, we're looking at right now, I believe we got an injunction, a partial injunction in the military vaccine mandate. Basically, every single version of the mandate is getting hit. The Biden administration so stepped in it this time. So that's breaking news for you right here. So I'm doing this whole thing on COVID confusion. There's that. That's the example. The Biden administration was confused and they said, we can do this. We know we can. We're just going to make it happen because I'm the president. And guess what? The courts are all saying, no, stop. Stop what you're doing right now. You can't just fire people and not give them accommodations. The merits of these cases have to play out before that could ever go into effect. So keep in mind, this did not defeat the mandate per se. What it does do is stop everything and maintain the status quo so that people don't lose their jobs while the lawsuits are pending. In the federal contractor mandate, by the way, just know this, the judge has now set April 4th as the arguments, the date for arguments in the federal contractor case. So that's ongoing. Here's an interesting piece, though. Daily Caller has an article. You're not hearing a whole lot about this yet, are you? Funny. The CDC is now saying that natural immunity outperforms the vaccines against the Delta strain. Huh! I'm sorry, do we have a split in the narrative again? So here we go. COVID watch, I'm giving you the COVID confusions. We've been told all along, it's vaccines. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You've got to get the vaccine. Just get the shot, man. Just get the shot. And okay, you know what? Get the shot. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. I'm not anti-vax. If you talk to your physician and you get the medical consultation and you believe after your own study and your own deliberations that the shot, the vaccine, is good for you, well, by all means, I got no issue with that. But there may be somebody standing right next to you who, for whatever reason, whether it be a religious accommodation, a personal resistance for that matter, the fact that maybe they've already had COVID and believe they have antibodies, and they don't want to get a shot. Well, the CDC is now saying, oh, by the way, individuals who had natural immunity were experiencing higher case rates than individuals who were only vaccinated before Delta, but the study found that after Delta took hold, those with natural immunity appear to have caught COVID-19 less frequently. It appears that natural immunities are better in the case of fighting back on the Delta. That's interesting, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, Yellowhammer News right here in the state of Alabama reported yesterday, as I run the gamut on COVID confusion, I want you guys to know, I said it yesterday, but I want you guys to know that our Associated Builders and Contractors in Alabama, that's your Associated Builders and Contractors in Alabama, filed a brief in the suit that helped stop the vaccine mandate on the OSHA mandate. Remember, that's another one. So we got the federal contractor mandate, the federal employee mandate, the military mandate, the OSHA mandate on private sector who has more than 100 employees. We got the medical mandate. I mean, there's all these different versions. We had the Head Start mandate where they were trying to do it for federal severely subsidized kindergartens. Wow. I mean, it's on and on and on. But nonetheless, your Associated Builders and Contractors of Alabama, as reported 2 days ago, they were part of the fight and helped to win the ruling in on behalf of the OSHA mandate. Now, here's the thing. COVID confusion is everywhere. And now I say COVID confusion, I'm not talking about, are we confused whether COVID exists? No. What I'm saying is the level of government response is all across the board, y'all. Here's one for you. TheSun.com reports as of yesterday. 2 days ago, I'm sorry. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of England. Boris Johnson announced that the restrictions in place by government will be completely shredded next Wednesday as he hailed that we are at light at the end of the tunnel. The vaccine passports that had been called for by government in Britain, along with the requirement to wear face masks anywhere indoors, are going to be dropped effective immediately, meaning that British citizens can go back to the office the next day. They will not have to show their papers. They will not have to wear a mask. This is a complete sea change. This is what is happening in Great Britain. At the same time, here in the United States, in Boston, NBC Boston is reporting that the moving target, I would say, continues. Boston doctors in a recent panel discussing vaccine expectations said that they had been wrong. Oh, really? Well, they went on to say in this particular article, as they summarize this panel of doctors, that first of all, they made note that an Israeli hospital said that preliminary research in Israel is showing that a fourth dose, in other words, like a second booster, of the coronavirus vaccine does boost antibodies, but not enough to stop the spread of Omicron, meaning to mandate a fourth booster would be an ineffective process, according to studies from Israel. These doctors in Boston are saying, as they sat on the panel, that yes, that vaccines are there to help you avoid the extensive complications and possible hospitalizations that could come from COVID. When they were asked about the fact that at the beginning of the vaccine era, that we were told this would stop the pandemic, the doctor just flat out said, well, we were wrong. And we need to be transparent about that too. We did not know if the vaccines were going to be variant proof, and it turns out they weren't. And he went on to say, it's an amazing piece of technology, but it did not do what we said it was going to do. But it does appear to be able to resolve, you know, issues like hospitalization and you know, mass death and that kind of thing. Okay, that's interesting. So here we are. Britain is removing their mandates, doing away with vaccine passports and masks. In Boston, we have doctors saying that they're studying Israel's studies that says fourth shot is not necessarily effective. And oh, by the way, it doesn't appear that this was ever going to be a true vaccine, because what it really does is just lower the symptoms or the magnitude of the symptoms. Meanwhile, in Austria, story dated yesterday, the Austrian parliament is due to vote Thursday. They did. They voted for a nationwide vaccine mandate for all adults, the first of its kind in Europe. Are you seeing this? It's different everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, what you're seeing is that there is a level of confusion about how to respond. It just depends on who's in charge. And so the bottom line is this. Boris Johnson in England says, I'm done with this. No more masks, no more vaccine passports. Whereas in Austria, they just put it in place up until January of 2024. 2 years. They're going to require mandatory vaccines with stiff fines and penalties if you are caught without your papers and if you don't have a vaccine. I mean, literally, what they're saying right now is that Austrians 18 years and over, with the only exemptions being for pregnant women or those who have another medical reason, or you've had corona in the last 6 months, so they're at least are recognizing antibodies to some degree. They're saying they will fine you extensively, like up to 3,600 euros, which is thousands of dollars, if you are caught without your papers, and this is going to be extended for 2 years. 2 years! We're in January of 2022. That expires in January of 2024. I got more on this. I got some other things that are interesting. Copper, move us to a break. I'm going to come back from this and just talk to you about this COVID confusion. It's unbelievable, y'all. And it's all across the board. Sometimes it's even in different states in the United States. Or for that matter, different companies. Like, let me ask you this. What would you expect from companies like Carhartt? Oh, yeah. And Starbucks. Well, one's typically perceived as liberal, the other's not. Oh, you'll be interested in how that plays out. I'll tell you when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, I grabbed during the break just to make sure I had it correct, and yes, I do. So, I mean, why would I not? I looked it up. I did the resourcing for the show. I knew I had read this, and sure enough, here it is, CNN.com reporting as of last night. I said to you about Austria a moment ago. Austria passed Europe's strictest COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Yeah. So the law goes into effect February 1st. All right. It is compulsory now, mandated, that every citizen over the age of 18 will get the COVID vaccine. The only exemptions would be if you are pregnant or have a health issue that your doctor approves as an exemption, or you've had COVID in the last 6 months. Law goes into effect February 1st. Austrian officials will begin conducting checks to see if the mandate's being adhered to March 15th. You know what that means? That's show me your papers. Show me your papers! So Austria, great things have come out of Austria in the past, if you know what I'm saying. Austria is going to begin stopping people and checking their papers. Here's the quote. That's not the quote I'm looking for. Yes. The new law will last until January 31st of 2024, according to the Austrian Health Ministry. They've also enacted a vaccine lottery, a true lottery, like prize money. Like if you get vaccinated, your name goes in the hopper. You might get to win money. And they put up a billion with a B, euros, for the vaccination lottery. This is across the board. Things are happening That's Europe, all right? So right there you have, right across the channel, you've got the United Kingdom. Great Britain is saying, no, we're done. Boris Johnson announced he's lifting the mask mandates. He's lifting the vaccine passport mandates. Austria is now mandating every citizen over the age of 18 gets a shot and carry their papers for the next 2 years. 2 years. Like, wow. And what are the odds they're going to repeal that in 2 years? I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out they don't get a chance to move forward with it at all. I'm wondering if they have the means to fight this in some type of court in Austria. The interesting piece of that, though, is also in Europe, Eastern Europe in this case, there's Austria, there's Great Britain, two different versions. Get this. ABC News reported as of 2 days ago, the new Czech government, because they had elections apparently, the new Czech government has gone into office and immediately dismissed the previous vaccine mandates from the old government. I'm telling you folks, COVID confusion, it is all across the board. They don't know which way's up. Like, it just depends on where you are. So if you're in Europe, you can have if you have to travel and you're going to do business in Austria and you're going to do business in Czechoslovakia, are you less contagious in Czechoslovakia than you are in Austria or in Great Britain? So Great Britain, you can go and have no vaccine passport, no requirement for a mask in indoor facilities. And then you've got business across the channel. So you take it through the channel and you get over there and your first stop's in Austria, where suddenly you have to put on a mask and show your papers in order to get any business done. But then you're going to fly over to Czechoslovakia from there, the Czech Republic, I'm sorry. And the Czech Republic says, yeah, we're done with that. ABCnews.com, January 19th, the Czech Republic's new government on Wednesday dismissed the previous government's plan to require older adults and people in some professions to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. See, they had a vaccine mandate. It was due to take effect in March. But the new administration came in and said, yeah, no, we're not doing it. And they immediately repealed the previous administration's mandate. Good gosh. All right. Well, let's keep it going. What's happening in Australia boggles the mind. So Australia, you know, and Australia, by the way, is divided. I think they call them states. So they're divided into states or territories like we are here. New South Wales being one. New South Wales is the most restrictive area in Australia. Now, some parts of Australia are free. And I say that in terms of like the citizenry is really not seeing major change in their day to day. But if you're in New South Wales, they have banned singing and dancing in venues and suspended elective surgeries and banning, of course, international tennis stars from coming and competing for the Australian Open. And yet, if you look at the stats, as of January 7th, there were only 24 people in the entire nation in the hospital, according to TheGuardian.com. I'm just telling you, it's all across the board. Listen, I'm going to keep a little bit of that going when we get back. I'm going to be taking you to a break here in a second. You might want to know what Starbucks is doing. You might want to know how that compares to Carhartt. Well, Starbucks is the liberal organization, right? Carhartt is not, you would think, as they make clothes for, you know, the folks that are in the outdoors, working farms and doing that kind of thing. That's their specialty. That's their niche. I'll tell you how they differ. And then what's the Indiana House of Representatives got going on? Oh, yeah. And then lastly, as I finish up COVID confusion, I'll just tell you, there's some stuff out there right now. It's amazing. The cottage industries that are popping up around COVID. People making a mint on COVID. I'll tell you about some of the fraudsters that are in the midst on that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.
On the right side, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, we've got great team members. You may have heard the ads running right now where basically what I'm telling people is if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, if like you're listening to the show and you're saying, Right Side Radio, man. I mean, I'm a Right Side ruffian. I want my business advertising on Right Side. Well, just know this. If you want to make sure that you're on this show, you have to contact Right Side directly. So the way to do that is to go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. On the contact tab, all you got to do is send us an email. Say, hey, I want my company, ABC LLC, to be on Right Side Radio. We will contact you quickly and get you in the mix. We do have a little bit of ad inventory left right now as we move into the new year. So if you want to get on board, we can take you, and we'd love to have you more team members. By the way, I got a note from Travis over at Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our team members here at Right Side, they did the same thing, by the way. Sent an email, said, hey, I want to get my business advertising on Right Side, and that became a direct team member with us. Well, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They got amazing coffees. You can imagine that's the name, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got amazing coffees, all of the gourmet blends you can imagine, different lattes. They've got the cappuccinos. They got mocha latte. I mean, they got espressos, literally all of the stuff you might hope for. Then they've got just good old-fashioned black coffee, dry roast beans. They'll grind them for you, make a steaming hot cup, but their menu's incredible too. Well, Travis sent me this. He sent me a thing. He said, they're doing a special right now for Right Side. All right, our Right Side listeners, pay attention to this. If you will text, literally go to your phone and text the word Right Side to 87338. Text Right Side, that's one word, Right Side to 87338. You'll get registered for a special rewards program just for Right Side listeners. How cool is that? How cool is that? All right, so text Right Side to 87338. That's all you got to do. 87338, text the word Right Side. You're going to get a complimentary beverage redeemable at either one of their two locations. And listen, this is just for, and by the way, it has a deadline on it, so you got to get in there. And then it has to be redeemed within a week of activation. So you can sign up for it. You don't have to have it that day, but you may want to. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And a special bonus thing right now is you text Right Side to 87338. All right, moving on, finishing up COVID confusion. Copper, do you have a caller right there? What just happened? What did we have on
the
board?
Oh, no, he just wanted to mention, Brian from Huntsville, that tonight's going to get pretty cold, so people should have their winter gear ready.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that, man. What he's saying is dress for the weather. That is exactly right. And by the way, cover your pipes. Go home and cover the pipes. Hey, listen, moving on with COVID confusion. So here's the thing. I teased this out before we went to the show. It's not just what governments are doing. Sometimes employers are taking a stand or failing to take a stand. Like, for instance, we've talked ad nauseum on this show about United Launch Alliance right down the road in Decatur that is barreling through with their internal mandates for the vaccine and firing employees who they just told a year ago were considered essential and vital to the national interest because they work on rocket engines. And then when the mandates came out, they didn't hesitate. They started firing people before the dates required by the government. Go figure. Even though the federal contractor mandate is now enjoined, to my knowledge, ULA has not changed their position. If they have, somebody call and tell me, but I don't think they have. But all that to say, right down the road, over in East Alabama, over near the border with Georgia, you've got a company named FabArk. FabArk has like 285 employees, I think. FabArk said as a company, no, we're not doing this. They turned away, my understanding was they turned away a major federal contract to avoid that mandate. And then when the OSHA mandate was being stipulated, FabArk decided it was going to sue the government on behalf of its employees. Wow. How cool is that? Right here in Alabama, two companies doing entirely different things on behalf of their people. It's a leadership issue. Well, you know, you would think, though, you look at it, I don't know what the leadership at ULA is like. I don't know them personally. I do know Tony Pugh that owns FabArk. He's been on the show. He's extremely conservative. That tells you something. So you would think that that's a leadership issue with conservative versus liberal. Then this thing happened yesterday. I've got one story from NPR. Yes, I went to NPR. I did. One story from NPR and one story from CBS. Okay, if you had to play, all right, Copper, I'm going to ask you a question. You ready? Copper, grab the mic. But I lost Copper. Oh, Copper. Copper grabbed the mic. She is not going to grab the mic right now. Okay, thank you. There you are. All right, so Copper. Are you familiar with Carhartt? They make jackets and stuff like that, like heavyweight outdoor gear. Farmers wear it a lot. You ever heard of Carhartt?
I have heard of it. My sister, she does environmentalist work, and she wears Carhartt.
Okay, so Carhartt, you can imagine, they are their audience would be considered like, you know, the blue-collar kind of outdoors folks, right? And then there's Starbucks. You've heard of Starbucks.
Yes.
Okay. So which of those two companies do you think would be the first to drop their COVID vaccine mandate?
Probably Carhartt.
That would be a good guess, except that it's wrong. It was a baited question. But here's the deal. Folks, that's exactly what I would have said. If Copper had asked me that question, I would have said, it better be Carhartt. Because, you know, it's kind of like, read your audience. Well, Starbucks, according to NPR, dated 2 days ago, Starbucks as a corporation has decided to drop its COVID vaccine mandate. How about that? Starbucks is no longer requiring its U.S. workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, reversing a plan that it announced just earlier this month. In a memo sent Tuesday to employees, the Seattle coffee giant said it was responding to last week's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. There you go. That's the same mandate, by the way, that Carhartt has said, nope, not us. CBS News reporting yesterday. Carhartt may be one of the rare brands that appeals to both rural workers and urban hipsters with its rugged outdoor gear, but now it finds itself at the center of a controversy dividing its customer base, a workforce vaccine mandate. It says that some customers right now are saying they're not even going to buy Carhartt anymore because of this. Well, I get it. There's going to be some folks that are mad, some don't care. But what they're saying is they are going to continue to, despite the ruling, maintain its corporate policy of requiring all 5,500 of its workers to be vaccinated or lose their jobs. That's amazing. But that goes right down to the COVID confusion I was talking about. Now, they're both private sector employers. And I will point this out. The government should not be telling the private sector employers to have their own mandate. The employers, though, can have a mandate. And I will say this, ULA is a private sector employer. They can have a mandate. Where ULA screwed up was denying people religious accommodation requests. I don't know what Carhartt is doing in that regard. The article I'm reading does not necessarily say that. Although I will say this, ULA does not have a customer-driven product. They're not out there in the retail market. They don't have a brick-and-mortar store where you walk in and buy rocket engines, all right? So they're pretty much assured of pleasing the government is going to help them with their contracts. Carhartt, on the other hand, has a two-pronged decision-making process. They've got to look at what does this do to their 5,500 worker base? Are they going to lose workers? But secondly, they've got to recognize, as one person said in this article, that it's somewhat insane given their target market. that by and large, people who wear Carhartt are probably not in favor of mandates is what I'm saying. That's just my thinking. But yet, you know, Starbucks read the handwriting on the wall. They want to sell more coffee. They need people working as baristas or working in their, their dry roast factories. I'm just saying. All right, finishing this up, folks, going down to the finals here. And by the way, I tell you what, Copper, let's do this. I see I got a caller coming in, and rather than try to wrap this up with more stuff, I'll go ahead and just take that last call. You still working on that? Because we're going to hit a break here in a second. I'll hold. I'll wait. While you're doing that, I will just tell you this. The Indiana State House, they are looking at passing a bill right now that restricts employers from having vaccine mandates. That's very similar to what Alabama did. It would restrict them. It would require them to give consideration for religious accommodation. Let me grab this call real quick. I got about a minute for the break. Let me get line four, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, well, Phil, about the religious mandates, I read something in Epic Times that said that 25 federal agencies are keeping databases on the religious exemptions for that's HIPAA information, but religious exemptions for refusal to take the stab. And so they're keeping databases outside of HIPAA of religious exemptions chosen by the employees.
How are they? That's interesting. So it was on. You say it was on Epoch Times, the EPOCH Epoch Times.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Epoch Times, about 2 days ago.
Okay, I need to try and find that article.
So the contractors can do likewise, I guess. You know, so where does this stop?
Yeah, that's a great. Wow, Thomas, that's very cool. Did it say what agencies are doing? I mean, how are they? What agencies are we talking about?
Oh gosh, IRS, Department of State. There's 25 different federal agencies.
Hmm. Did it say to what end? Like what they're going to do with it? you can only imagine, right? Wow. Hey, Thomas, thanks for the heads up, man. I'm going to try and track down that article. That's good info. I'll see if I can find that during a break or maybe before Monday's show. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate the call. Copper, we got to run to a break. I know we do, so let's go ahead and do that. I'll come back, and we're going to move into the next section here pretty soon. You're going to want to hear this. Some of this stuff's going to make you laugh. Some of it's going to make you want to throw your radio across the room. Woke World Wonders, I call this next section of the Triple Dipper. We got to end Friday where we at least laugh at some liberals, right, and have a good time. Some of it's not so funny, but we'll talk about it anyway. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.